paragraph Dalid. V'zeh b'chinas netarevai. Now we'll also understand the procedure that takes place on the fourth year. K'may shekosuv, as the Torah says, uvashono horevius yihye kol periyoy kodesh hilulim l'ashem. On the fourth year, the fruit of the tree will be holy, and it'll bring forth special praises to Hashem. Ki achar hasholoi shneorlo, she'oz sholetes hasitra achra laperois, because after those 3 years have passed, during which the sitra achra was resting on the fruit, had a connection to the fruit, ve'oz osur lechol haperois legamri, and during those 3 years, the fruit was totally forbidden. So that by eating the fruit during those 3 years, we shouldn't chas v'shalom strengthen the body against the soul. V'achar elu ashol eshonim, after the 3 years, yef shalechol apeirois kim kishemesaknem oisam mipegam achizas eitzadas. We can only approach eating the fruit after the 3 years by first making a tikkun from the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, at sheyu haperois bebechinas mezoina de nishmosa, and elevate the fruit to the take it out of the category of physical food and elevate it to the category of spiritual food, mezoina de nishmosa. Shehu bechinas reyach. We know that soul food, another word for that is smell, reyach. Bechinas yira, which is associated with yira, as we showed in the previous year by Moshiach, v'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. His smell is from fear of Hashem. Shenimshach al yidei hakoil. This reyach and yira comes, is generated via the koil, the voice. Shehu bechinas hanigun sheyisar losid. This is tied into that special song that's going to be initiated in the future. Shehu shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba, which is the song that is single, double, triple, and quadruple. Shehu asora mina negina, which refers to the 10 types of song from which kemavur sham heita b'maim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very elaborately in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, which is the Torah that this halacha is based on. That's called this song of single, double, yud, yud kei, Yud-Kei-Vav-K is a total of 10 letters. Yud is one letter, then Yud-K is another two, gives us three. Then Yud-Kei-Vav is another three letters, gives us six. And then Yud-Kei-Vav-K, it's a total of 10 letters, which represent the 10 special types of song that are mentioned in the Gemara in Psochim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the first Rashi in Tehillim, that there are these 10 types of song which are among the highest levels of holiness and spirituality, and which are going to be especially prominent in the future. This Shir Shelosid Lovoy, V'zeh Nase Al Yidei Shemalin Aperois Bashan Revius LiYerushalayim. And this, what we just said, the koil which nourishes the reyach and the yira, and corrects, makes the tikkun for that Eitz Hadas, this is all generated by bringing the fruit on the fourth year to Yerushalayim. Sheshom kol horechois v'hayirois. Yerushalayim is the place where you have all the types of reyach, all the sweet smells, the holy aromas, and all the different types of yira, fear, all the yira of kedusha. Ki Yerushalayim al shem hayira. Because Yerushalayim gets its name from Yira. Bechinas Yira Sholem Kemuva. The word Yerushalayim is a combination of two words. Yira Sholem. Avram Avinu gave it the name Yira. Elokim Yira. Ki Bahar Hashem Yeroe, the Pasuk says. And Malki Tzedek gave it the name Sholem. Vishom Kol Horechois Toivois. And Yerushalayim is the perfumery of the world. Yerushalayim is the sweet smells of the entire world. Kishom Har HaMoiria, because in Yerushalayim you have the mountain of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is called Har HaMoiria, Shenikro Al Shem Reach HaKtoiris, which the Gemara tells us one of the reasons why it's called Moria is because of Moir. Moir was the first one of the 11 spices of the Ktoiris. Ki b'Yerushalayim heim eser kedushos. Because in the city of Yerushalayim you have the 10 levels of holiness. Sheheim b'chinas hasorah min ha'negina, which correspond to the 10 types of song. Sheheim klal ha'kedusha, which represent the full spectrum of holiness. V'alkein, and therefore, b'Yerushalayim oichlin kol ha'karbonos. Yerushalayim is the city in which you can eat. All the sacrifices are eaten only in Yerushalayim. Ki ha'karbonos heim mechaprim. Because these sacrifices are for the sake of atonement, forgiveness. And when the sins are forgiven properly, in the best way, they actually get converted to mitzvahs, to merits. And then the sins end up giving off a sweet aroma, a sweet smell. Bebechinas, as we mentioned in the first shiur, nirdi nosan rechoi. Our sins, our misdeeds, gave forth a beautiful smell when we did a real tshuva, a real complete tshuva. Vezeh bechinas reach nichoyach hanemar bekol hakorbonos. Now you'll understand also why the Torah uses this terminology, a sweet smell, a special smell that goes up to Hashem when it speaks about all the different sacrifices. Ki al yidei hakorbonos shemechaprim, because especially through those sacrifices that bring about an atonement, a forgiveness, ayidei zeh nimshach bechinas reach toiv. That generates a sweet smell. Ki gam ho avoinois mal in achshav reach toiv ayidei hakorbonos shemechaprim. Because even the sins that we committed, which we mentioned earlier, our sins stink, and our sins make us stink. When we do a proper tshuva, when we bring these sacrifices that forgive for our sins, this foul-smelling item gets converted to a perfume, to a reach nichoyach l'Hashem, to a sweet-smelling thing. Vezehu b'chinas achilas hakorbonos b'Yerushalayim, and this is why we eat all of these sacrifices only in Yerushalayim, ki kishezoichen l'reach toiv al yidei hakorbonos shemechaprim, because when we're zoiche to this good smell, as a result of the forgiveness which these korbonos accomplished, azai hu achilo hi bechinas mezayne d'neshmosa, then our eating becomes a spiritual thing, not a physical thing. We leave the category of mezayne d'gufa, and now we're in mezayne d'neshmosa. Now our eating is an act of holiness. Shehu bechinas reach, which is synonymous with smell, spirituality. V'alkein oichlen oisam b'Yerushalayim ubeis hamikdosh. And this is why we eat the sacrifices in the city of Yerushalayim, and some sacrifices can only be eaten in the Beis Hamikdosh. Ki shom heim kol horechois v'yiris kanal. Because Yerushalayim is the kenyon, it's the shopping center, it's the gathering place of all the sweet smells, all the rechois, and all the yirois of Kedusha. And therefore, in Yerushalayim, the eating can be in this category of spirituality, mezayna d'neshmosa, soul food, shehu bechinas reach kanal, which is reach. Vezehu bechinas achilas netarvai b'Yerushalayim, and this is why on the fourth year we bring the fruit specifically to Yerushalayim, kedei lahalois haperois mebechinas shalosh ne'orla, in order to elevate this fruit from where it was first in the category of bechinas mezayna degufa, when it was physical food, it was orla food, it was 3 years of orla, it was body food. Shubchinas achilas eitz hadas toivora, which is associated with the eitz hadas, shehachet hoya kemin hoetz, where hoya bimin hoetz, whereby the sin was in a tree, in fruit from a tree. V'alkein tzrichin bashon horavius levareir haperos mipegamze, and this is why during the fourth year, during the 3 years, it's bad. Period. During the fourth year, we have to start a purification, a filtering out, a sorting out of the good from the bad, separating the bad from the good. And that's accomplished by bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim and eating it in Yerushalayim. Because in Yerushalayim, our eating is in the category of soul food. Shehu bechinas reyach, bechinas yira. Vezehu uvashono horaviyas yiye kol piryoi kodesh hilulim lashem. And now you'll understand also why the pasuk says that on this fourth year, the fruit will be holy praises to Hashem. Hilulim means singing the praises of Hashem. Hainu she'oz zoichen leichol haperes b'Yerushalayim. Sheshom gdelen kol areichoy, saideh akoy lanal. Then in the fourth year, we're zoichen to eat this fruit in Yerushalayim, which is where all these beautiful smells grow. Through the coil, through the special coil, shehu asora mine negina. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes the connection. Until now, he only mentioned the term coil, the coil that nourishes the garden. And that's the term that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likut Imran. But later, Rabbeinu Zal qualifies it, and Rabbeinu Zal says, you know what coil we're talking about? The coil of the 10 types of song. That's the coil. So Yerushalayim is the place where all of these reichos blossom through the coil, which is the 10 types of song, sheklulim b'Yerushalayim u'Beis Hamikdash, which are all found in Yerushalayim and in the Beis Hamikdash, sheshom oiskim halevim b'shirom u'bezimram. That's where the Levim were involved in singing their beautiful songs, their special songs. That's what accompanied the sacrifices. Vezehu bechinas kodesh hilulim lashem. And this is why when it comes to the net harvai, when it comes to bringing this fruit to Yerushalayim during the fourth year, the Torah makes a point of saying hilulim, that it's this act of bringing this fruit to Yerushalayim is singing the praises of Hashem. Hilulim daiko bechinas asora min enegina, shehim bechinas asora hilulim. This is the 10 types of song, which are also represented by the 10 hallels, the 10 hallelukas. Bechinas hallelukel bekodshoy haluber kiuzoy. In the final chapter of Tehillim, in the 150th chapter of Tehillim, we have the term halleluka 10 times, representing the 10 different types of song. Shehem asora hilulim, shem keneged asora mein enegina, shenrem sefer Tehillim. Those 10 halalukas correspond to the 10 different types of song from which Tehillim, the book of Tehillim, is composed of. Sheze bechinas hakoil hanal, shemashkes hagan. That's the coil, that's the sounds that nourish the garden. Shal yodoi gedelim kol horechos toivois. In that garden are developed all the beautiful smells, all the sweet smells, which is the soul food. This is what makes the tikkun for these fruit during the fourth year. And the fruit leaves completely the category of orla, all the bad, all the negativity, the spiritual negativity in that fruit is removed. It mebchinas eitz hadas. It leaves the category of eitz hadas. Mebchinas mezayna de gufa. Ki oichlein oisam b'Yerushalayim, because we're eating it in Yerushalayim. Sheshom kol horechos. That's the place where you have all the great smells. Al yidei asor min ergina, through the 10 types of song that are being sung in Yerushalayim. Shayidei zeh ho achila kodesh. That makes the eating holy. Bebchinas mezayna de neshmosa, a nourishment for the soul. On the fourth year, all of this fruit will be holy praises to Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, Daika Kanal, exactly as we explained before. And this takes place specifically on the fourth year, Ki Oz, Al Yidei Shemalin Aperis LYerushalayim, because during the fourth year, by our bringing these fruit to Yerushalayim, Ma'oirin hashir poshut kofel meshulash meruba. We activate, we turn on that song, which is single, double, triple, quadruple. Shezoichin sheyisoyeroz al yedei shemtinu sholosh ne'orla u'bashon raviyis helo aperes Yerushalayim. How do we turn on that four-level song? By waiting 3 years? by abstaining from the fruit for 3 years. And on year number four, we bring it to Yerushalayim. That's how we turn on this special song of four, this song of single, double, triple, quadruple. By bringing it to Yerushalayim, Shesham kol areich vayiras hagdel ma'adei kol aniganala, shehu shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how the whole tikkun of this fruit, everything we're doing related to this fruit, parallels exactly the process that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likut Imran, regarding the 10 types of song which nourish the garden, and the 10 types of song are related to, are come from four. They come from the four letters of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. They correspond to this four-year cycle that we're talking about here. He's showing how the whole process is parallel.